FM 90.3 WJTL, Shane and Shane Without You. We are coming up on 4:18. The new song from Ryan Stevenson, some Five Iron Frenzy, Johnny Diaz, Mercy Me, and much more music on the way. But we are going to take a quick break from the music because we are joined now on the afternoon drive by Jay and Laura LaFoon. And good afternoon to both of you.
Hello, hello.
It is so wonderful to have you join us here on the afternoon drive. Now, we play your Celebrate Your Marriage feature at 5:50 every Monday through Friday. So some of our listeners tuning in right now may not have heard the actual program. And I just want to say I enjoy playing Celebrate Your Marriage. And my husband is sometimes in the car commuting at that time to hear what you have to say. And sometimes we'll find ourselves giving commentary on what you said. And yeah, he enjoys some topics more than others. But what I want everyone to know is that you sound like you're having so much fun. So I'm curious, is that one of the keys to a healthy marriage, being able to laugh together?
Oh, there's no question in our mind that laughter is a key component to marriage, and not necessarily laughing at each other, but laughing with
Although we do laugh at each other
from time to time. But just, you know, the scripture's clear in Proverbs that laughter doeth like good medicine. And the other thing that we feel is that when you hear your spouse laughing, that is a real, it's a real connecting agent. It makes you want to connect with that person because they're in a good mood.
Oh, so true. So true. I completely agree with that. So I'm just curious, could you give us a little background on the two of you? So how did you meet?
We met on a blind date, actually. A mutual friend set us up on a blind date. And 10 days after that blind date, Jay asked me to marry him. I wouldn't recommend that for everybody. But
wow.
That was almost 35 years ago. But the key is that after the blind date, the next morning, Laura told her mother she was going to marry me. So this is the morning after the blind date. And we were in Atlanta, Georgia, a city of 2 million people at the time. And she managed for her path and my path to cross 8 of those 10 days. Now, we didn't know it then, but we have a word for that now. It's called stalking. So that's ladies, there's a little relationship.
That's his story, and he sticks to it.
That's right.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Now, is it true that both of you worked with Youth for Christ? Because that was a huge thing here in Lancaster County back when I was growing up. And I know a lot of people who met actually through Lancaster Youth for Christ. We still have Lebanon Youth for Christ going strong. So is that true?
Yes. Jay actually grew up in a Youth for Christ family. His mother, father, sister, all of them were in Youth for Christ. I heard about Youth for Christ as a college student in Mississippi. Always thought that I would do youth ministry, but it took us about 3 years to get there. And actually, we moved to Michigan to start a Youth for Christ chapter here in Central Michigan. And Jay was the executive director, and I was the high school and junior high director. And I also served as the junior high national director at the national office in Youth for Christ for a couple of years.
So we are steeped and still we support very strongly
still believe Youth for Christ.
Our son worked for Youth for Christ for a while, and we really believe in the ministry. The Lord just moved us out, and it was interesting because he moved us out by saying parents were asking us to do parenting seminars. And the more we looked into parenting issues, the more we realized they were really marriage issues manifest with the kids. So people ask us what we do now, and it's basically we do youth ministry with married people. So that's kind of how we couch it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Now some people, myself included, are really curious about the ultimate date night. I was not able to come the last time. So what is an ultimate date night?
So it's 90 minutes of music for couples using a few biblical principles to help you connect. Now, if that sounds like something, you know, the music, the comedy, you're going to laugh till your sides hurt. You're going to laugh till your cheeks are aching. And you're going to do this sitting beside the one you love.
But you're also going to walk away with tools for your marriage that you can implement right then and right there. This, for your listeners who have been to our Ultimate Date Nights before there in Lancaster, we have an all-new show this year. We're going to be talking about communication. Not that any of your listeners may have communication problems.
Everybody got communication
but
problems.
Ray and I do, so we thought we'd share. We're going to be talking about phrases that will strengthen your marriage, phrases that your husband needs to hear, phrases that your wife needs to hear.
And it really is a chance for busy couples to have a great night out. Our role in life, we feel God has called us to help busy couples stay happily married for life. And this ultimate date night is just one of the ways we do that. And it really is just, there's nothing more attractive than sitting next to your spouse, hearing them laugh, and you just connect on a deep level when that happens.
Now, there might be some people out there listening thinking, well, you know, I'm never going to get my spouse to this. And, you know, I'll be honest, no, this does sound like so much fun to me, but my husband's the kind of person that he's all over this kind of stuff and the marriage conferences and everything. Like, he loves that kind of stuff. He loves sharing his emotions, and I blame the four sisters that surrounded him growing up. You know, I'm the older independent child, and so sometimes, you know, emotions being involved, actually, that's kind of scary to me as opposed to him. But, like, what do you say to maybe that's that person that thinks, this just kind of sounds scary?
No.
The only emotion you're going to have that night is
fun,
laughter.
Good.
With that.
Yeah.
You might have tears, but it'll be from laughing so hard.
That's right.
So,
but here's one of the things. That sounds like maybe you and your husband are a little atypical, because usually it's the man that,
right,
you know, is a little nervous about coming. And I have made this guarantee for the last 10 years. We've actually 12 years, mm-hmm, now. We've been doing the ultimate date night. If you come, gentlemen and or lady, that are a little skittish about coming, if you come and you do not have a wonderful evening, I will take your ticket price out of my back pocket and refund your money. And in 12 years, we've never had that happen.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no, I heard amazing things about the last one that we had here in Lancaster, and it does sound like so much fun, and I talked to some people who attended, and yes, lots of laughter and so much fun. I'm curious, you must have many couples coming to you with different challenges. And so I'm just curious, what are some of the common challenges that couples are facing today? Like, do you see new trends, or is it some of the same challenges that we've been facing throughout the generations?
You know, we have always said, and we continue to say, the three big issues for any marriage are going to be money, intimacy, and family. And then you wrap that all up in the fact that men and women communicate very differently. Women talk about feelings and people, and men talk about facts and activities. And so you take all that, and those are the three big issues that we find in marriage. Now, are things different now in this culture where, with the onslaught of social media and iPhones and Samsung phones and computers and iPads? Yes. But the issues are still the same. It's just how we address them that
right.
is different.
We feel like the issues have been around for centuries, but with social media and with technology, those issues have become amplified, they've become augmented, they've become bigger issues because we just have so much access to stuff that's both good, but then also not so good,
mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to relationships.
Most definitely. Well, we invite everybody to come out to the Ultimate Date Night. We're going to have a fabulous evening with Jay and Laura LaFoon and many, many friends, March 30th at 7. If you want tickets, and I do hope you do, just go to WJTL.com, click the Junction Center tab. All of the ticket information is there. And I understand, too, there's food involved. I know there's an add-on with a meal as well that people can check out all that information online. I guess food is always good.
That's right. It,
food always gets the men
That's
there.
Right. If there's food, the men can survive. I can survive anything if I have a good meal. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. So, Jake and Laura, our time is pretty much wrapping up here. But so just invite everybody out. Remind us again why we should come out March 30th.
Well, if you're a busy couple, you need to make time for each other, and this is a perfect way to make time for each other where you're going to walk away feeling closer than ever.
Thank you so much to both of you, and I always look forward again to playing your program at 5:50, and I encourage anybody who's not maybe in the car at that time, maybe if you're at home, you don't typically have the radio on, turn it on. You guys do offer up great advice each and every day here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. And again, WJTL.com. Just click the Junction Center tab for more information. We are back to the music now with Ryan